Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurry. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciated. A lot to talk about today. Here are three big things you need to know from the voice of America, that being me. Number one, in Michigan, following a stinging double-digit defeat, Tudor Dixon says it's time to clean up the state Republican Party. She wants to be chair, potentially. Not a bad idea. Number two, crypto disaster coming together as FTX founder goes from billionaire to nothing in a week. And number three, upheaval in the Republican Party in a year that was supposed to be bright red. The only thing that seems red are the faces of those Republicans that were completely embarrassed by the whole debacle of Election Day, except for Mitch McConnell and others who don't seem to care. Why would they? They're wealthy anyway. Mitch McConnell is, you know, he's part of the Uniparty. He'll be rich and famous and fine anyway. Many now are bracing for the full-time return of former President Donald Trump to the campaign trail, even though plenty of insiders and the billionaire contributors are telling him not to run, not yet, maybe not at all, certainly not before the Georgia Senate race is sorted out. Between the never-Trumpers and the only-Trumpers, the Republicans have to find a way home, and if they don't, there's not another Republican anywhere in the future to be president of these formerly United States, in my estimation. Now, I'm going to go to the mailbag. Some interesting mail coming in already today that I want to share with you, and I want to go through some of it, if it's okay. I'm going to start with Ken. Ken sent me a note. Good morning, Steve. I think an overlooked issue is the number of people that didn't fill in a complete ballot. For example, my wife and I voted for Tudor, but left blank the Attorney General and Secretary of State. There is no way we were going to vote for DiPerno or Caramo, and certainly not Nessel or Benson. We conservatives allowed Trump and his band of conspiracy theorists to hijack the primaries, and we put up some terrible candidates. People that sound mentally ill or belong on the Alex Jones show. That's a huge turnoff to independent voters and common-sense, middle-of-the-road Republicans. This happened across the country. Maybe Trump will announce he is asking Mike Lindell to be his running mate. Trump is turning into a three-ring circus and even threw his wife under the bus. My view of Trump in the last 2 years has really gone downhill. I'm tired of him and his games. I think Ken has captured the opinions of a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump. Not once, but twice. Not once, but twice. Steve, here's a new one. I do not think Trump should announce 2024. All we have left is Herschel's seat. We all have to come together around Herschel. I'm cash short, but he'll get something from me. I'd like to see Trump talk about initiatives and or legal action around election integrity that can happen, preferably happening now. Video of drop boxes having ballots from the get-go. They came with ballots already. Signatures and date verification have to happen. We can harvest ballots, too, from people who can or won't get out. We can verify registrations. Thank you, Steve. Leanne. No, thank you, Leanne, for participating in the conversation. You can sit there and complain, or you can move on. Geneva writes me this. Amen, Steve. I hope Donald Trump hears your message. You're spot on. And all I'm saying is, listen, one of two things. One in two things. And that is this. Donald Trump can bring the party together and say it's time for unification and put everybody on the same stage. Himself, DeSantis, Governor Kemp, Governor Youngkin, whatever. Stop saying dumb things about Youngkin, please. Sounds Chinese. No, that just sounds stupid that you said it. We can do this. We can do this. Anyhow, then I've got people like Bonnie who write me, good morning. So you truly think the close races were not stolen? Every person I speak with, no one agrees with this fake stolen president and his CCP regime. I love your show, but you've got this totally wrong. Another stolen election, says Bonnie. Bonnie, is there cheating? Yes. There's cheating in every election. There's cheating in every election. That's a fact. always has been. And there it is. But messages like this one just make me go, really? Tommy writes me this, and look, I don't arrive at the idea that Trump is less popular in Georgia than in some other states, except that I talk to people that know. I talk to people that talk to lots of people in Georgia and are connected well there. Trump is more popular than any Republican in my state of Georgia. I don't know that that's true. His signs are everywhere. You can't find a Kemp sign. Look into who purchased the Dominion voting machines in the state of Georgia. I think you'll figure out how Kemp can beat a popular black candidate and a Trump-supported black candidate somehow didn't get the same voters. Well, one was a Republican and one was a Democrat. There is that. If Warnock really had more votes than Herschel, then Abrams stomped Kemp. So it's all about race to this is written by a guy named Tommy. But somehow, magically, Kemp beat her. On election night 2020, DeSantis was out screaming about the steal that was being tried in Florida, and he stopped it. Our short, stuffed governor has nowhere to be found. He was instructed to keep quiet. I didn't vote for Kemp, and neither did any Republican I know, but somehow he wins early in the night, and Herschel has to go to a runoff with a candidate, but not nearly as popular as Abrams. This is all machine manipulated in the deep. See, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, you can't overcome this. I don't know how you overcome that. I don't. I don't think that every time you lose a race, it's stolen. Let me be clear about that. No, I don't believe that at all. Here's what I believe. I believe you're being beaten by the rules that were put in place during COVID. Otherwise, I mean, doesn't Florida have Dominion machines? Ohio? North Carolina? How does Wisconsin happen then? How does Ron Johnson win a Senate seat? Ron Johnson's not a particularly popular Republican overall compared to others. And yet he wins and Tony Evers wins. Now, why is that? So there's no cheating in Wisconsin and there's cheating in Georgia? I mean, come on, people. Take a deep breath. Figure out how to win the game. The refs are not always to blame. Do the refs blow calls? Yes. Do the refs make calls in favor of some teams? Sometimes, yes. Has Tom Brady been, you know, on the receiving end of good calls too many times, remember? Yes. But at the end, he still does what it takes to win, and so therefore, you get that. It's time to upgrade your, well, you know what, speaking of football, let's just go to the mouth guard. Power Plus mouth guard, time to upgrade your protection. If you wear a Power Plus mouth guard, the chance of getting a concussion is 0.26%. 0.26%. I don't care what your sport is. 8 to 80. If you're an over 50 hockey player, wear the Power Plus mouth guard. If you're in peewee football, wear the Power Plus mouth guard. If life is a contact sport for you and gravity always kicks your butt like it does for me, wear the Power Plus mouth guard. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Use the promo code concussion and save 10%. Takes you to about $40. Worth every cent.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's Bluebird CFW.